Welcome to the NGC podcast. I hope you enjoy your stay.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the third or fourth episode of the NGC cast, depending on what the heck happened 2 weeks ago. I'm really not sure.
One way to put it.
So, today we've got Utah with us again, and we are going to be discussing his solo series, Doomsday. Utah, want to talk a bit about it?
Sure. Doomsday is my first newbie series. Starting from the beginning, it's basically the story of two Matoran, and I guess their PGSs, surviving the zombie apocalypse. And, I really don't want to talk about my first comic, but I'm going to have to. Oh my gosh.
The worst intro of all time, I can see.
Yeah, really. My shading...
Yes.
Yeah, my shading skills, terrible. I used one shade Chimoro.
It's amazing how much you fail with...
Yeah. Can I be honest? Can I be honest for a second?
Oh, yeah.
It does quite suck.
Yeah, trust me. It does. I agree. I agree 100%.
That's why I switched to 6 shade.
Yeah.
Why will you switch to 6 shade, you fool?
Because I'm almost done with season 1.
Okay, good.
I'm working on it.
Let him finish it up first.
Okay. Good.
And my latest comic was Taco Day,
which I'm reading right now.
Yeah, it was made for those of you who know the character Joland, my little brother. It was his birthday that day, and I decided to make a comic.
It wasn't his birthday like a couple of days ago.
Yes.
Yay.
And, basically, I kind of rushed this comic, so wasn't exactly one of my best, but definitely a large improvement from my first one.
Yes.
Yeah, why don't you make the panel smaller? It doesn't even fit on my screen.
Yeah, I've gotten some mixed judgment about my panel size. Some say it's good, some say it's bad,
On the bright side, you can fit as much text as you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Probably right the honest things.
Although your text is gigantic.
You can still put as much text as you want, you just make the text size smaller.
Because you can't read it.
Or bigger. Either one.
Yeah, that comic was interesting.
Yeah.
The zombie pinata.
Fat zombies, I mean, what's up with that?
Yay, fat comic zombies. Reference for me.
Out of curiosity, what percent do you resize to for your sprites?
300%. I believe. Because right now I've been having to use paint to help me out because GIMP's resizing has been a little screwed up lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just use paint to resize things.
Yeah.
Because it pixelizes it.
Yeah,
it does.
It, like, moves one random pixel downward.
Yeah.
That's not what it does.
Yeah, like, unnecessarily anti-aliases it. So, do you have any favorite comics out of these?
For me or for the other guys?
Well, for you. We need some discussion stuff.
Alright. Well, my personal favorite is probably my 1 year Vahi comic.
Ooh.
Which. And it's. I was so happy to get my 1 year Vahi to be not considered, or at least looked upon as a noob, even though I am. But. To at least even that out a little bit, and
hey, I haven't even been here for a year, and I have like 16 pages, so
yeah, good for you.
Yay!
Yeah, the 1 year Vahi comic was very fun to make, because it basically, I think a lot of comic makers do their one-year Vahi comic based on what would they do with a time-traveling mask.
True that.
I didn't.
I believe
I got mine during a downtime.
I don't believe the Vahi in canon can actually teleport through time. It just slows down or stops time or something.
Yes,
but this is a
creative license bio.
Yeah, just saying.
Yeah, I was perfectly aware of that one.
I don't think Torn can use mask powers either, but
ever heard of freedom of the doubt?
We can believe.
We can believe if we want to believe. So let us believe if we want to believe. So now let's get back to topic.
Yes. Yeah, that was my favorite comic because the very end shows me floating around in space because the entire universe was destroyed in the near future by Joland dividing by zero.
Okay.
That was pretty epic. Much,
yeah, Joland is pretty much the source of all my jokes. For those who actually read my comics.
Yes.
Yes, I read your comics.
He's like your Makito.
Pretty much, yes.
So, where did you... Oh, wait, never mind.
No, you can say something. Unless you forgot or didn't want to.
Awkward silence.
Yeah.
Awkward silence
is awkward. We're running out of things to talk about already.
I have a question.
Sure.
Yes.
Alright. Here in your Aftermath comics, you actually go from Shimaru over to Rage in, like, when you're showing you and Joland as a Killa. Is there any reason for that, or? Personally, well, go ahead.
Well, the Shimaru Toa sprites weren't exactly my favorite.
Yes.
Yeah, those are kind of lame.
Yeah.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, I kind of like the Rage Toa ones a lot better. In my opinion.
I can see what you mean.
Yeah.
Dark side.
They kind of show more, a little bit more detail.
Yeah.
Slightly.
Just a little bit more.
It looks more realistic, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you can say that.
Yay, birthday comic.
OMG, you actually guest starred Alina.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That I can say that is definitely not one of my better guest star ones. I really think I could have done a better job on that.
Wait, oh, where is this doubt. Guest star comic?
I'm linking it.
It's in Aftermath. It's what this?
Wait. Oh, what is this? I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really Steve. Think
just
I
random could... person there.
Yeah. I didn't exact. I wasn't exactly proud of how I did that one comic, but
I liked it.
I had to get a comic out.
Deep voice previously on Doomsday.
Wait.
Why have I not seen this comic? You die! You can't prove anything! Oh look, it's me. I have not seen this comic yet.
Oh well. This will be interesting then.
Who's that?
Small multiverse. You spelled Darcy wrong, that's okay.
Well yeah, I wanted to get the pronunciation wrong. I mean right, not wrong.
Fail.
Alright.
Hey, you stole my line.
You broke the fourth.
So I think that's about all the discussion we can fit in for Doomsday.
No. I
pretty much Jabul.
Oh yeah.
What about Zombie Survival Guide?
Oh man, I have not made a comic for that in a long time. Yeah. I originally put Joland in charge of that, but it's like maybe not. I haven't made a comic for in a long time. I might reboot it sometime around. But right now. Yeah, right now I'm focusing on getting the first season done and over with.
And well, you're in the Northwestern Owls continuity?
Correct.
Yes.
I didn't even not know that thing was still around, let alone who was in it. LJ, I don't know.
LJ and Tenebrae Invictus, or however you pronounce that name.
Tenebrae, I think.
Yeah, that was it. I keep forgetting how to spell it, or pronounce it. Oh well.
pronunciation is key. You must pronounce it right in a podcast.
Alright, so now we're moving on to the GIMP help segment, which I think JustAx is doing. He's going to be showing us how to make shadows.
Spread your wisdom, JustAx.
You're all knowing wisdom.
Yes, because I am JustAx. Okay, so first you take the sprite you want, which I'm doing in Paint because I like Paint better when it comes to sprites. And you paste it into GIMP. You know, make it a new layer, get rid of the white stuff. Then you duplicate it. And then you select the whole sprite. I use the magic wand and make the threshold the maximum. Then you paint it black. Oh, it's the whole selection, paint it black. Bucket it back black.
Well, what you can do instead of using that fuzzy select tool, the magic wand, you can just float it. Select it and float it and copy it.
Oh, yeah. Like the alpha to selection thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was like that dude for the glowing text.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really should start working with that now. So, anyway, you have the sprite you wanted all black on top of the original one. And then you set it to
wait, on top?
Oh, yeah. You keep the normal one, and then you duplicate it, so you have a black one for the shadow.
But why is it on top?
Shouldn't it be on top? Better behind?
Or behind. I just find it easier to see it when it's on top.
Well, or you can just make the top layer invisible by going to the layers thing and clicking on the eye.
Yeah, I usually do that during the next step, which is, as long as you still have the black stuff selected, you use the perspective tool, and then depending on where the light's coming from, you just move it around from the person's feet. I usually only use the ones from the top of the head, so you can bring it down without adjusting the feet.
Sounds easy enough.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then you transform it when you're ready, and you just make sure it's entirely visible. You set the mode to multiply, and change opacity, I never learned how to pronounce that, so that it's dark enough to be visible pretty well, but so that you can still kind of see the background underneath it, because with normal shadows, you can still see what color is underneath a little.
Yeah, just slightly darker.
Yeah.
I get it.
I'll have to try that out sometime.
May I share how I do it? Because it's a lot different than what JustAx just said.
Yeah, that's actually cool.
Shall I?
Yeah, if you want.
Okay, hold on. I just gotta pull up a blank image. What you do is you make two separate layers on top of your background, and then on the top layer, paste your sprite into that top layer. Then you get rid of white that's on it.
Of course.
And then you select it. Copy it. After that, you go down to that to the layer under your top layer and paste them there. And without anchoring it down, press change the color of that sprite to black. The lower layer.
It sounds like your voice is echoing from here.
Huh? Yeah, I'm having a bit of trouble getting you through.
Okay, I'll just say it again. You just, change the back, without anchoring the floating, sprite under your top layer, you just, keep it floating and change the color to black. And if you have it as your foreground color, you can just press Control, comma. and then anchor it down. Then you select it, and you use your perspective tool to bring it down and make it look like a shadow.
Excuse me for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You are excused.
Yes.
What do you need?
I think he's just gone somewhere.
Oh, okay. Then you just use your perspective tool to make it all shadowy.
Bed-beam.
And then...
leaning over.
And then you select that shadow and right-click. Go under filters. There should be... under blur, there should be Gaussian blur. And then you blur it by about... 5 or whatever. Depends on
5 usually, the preset.
Yeah, it depends on the size of the sprite. Then, depending on how bright the light is, you gotta tone down the opacity. So if it's a not-so-bright light, you just tone it down to like 10 or 15 or 20 or something. And if it's a strong light, you just tone it up to... well, basically 100, I guess. So, yeah. That's how I do it.
I'll have to try and do some shadows in my comics sometime. Because mm-hmm. I never really do shadows. I tend to not bother doing stuff that will just waste time.
They're not really necessary in studio comics anyway.
No. Although mine's not really in a studio at the moment, it's sort of in space.
Alright.
Yeah.
So, I think that wraps up the GIMP segment.
Yes.
So now, for lack of anything better to do, we are going to talk about one more series, BoRock Adventures by
CK. I'll have to try and find that.
Links, please.
I posted the link.
Yeah.
I've not got the text up for some reason. I've only got the... voice.
There we go.
I have no idea how to use Skype at all.
Just click on the orange speech bubble. Bottom.
Orange speech bubble. Ah, yes. Thank you.
Alright. So, BoRock Adventures is yet another MSPA-style comic. Out of all the many out there. It is by... Makuta CK, otherwise known as Crazy Krika, otherwise known as Kenobi Prast, otherwise known as Zaki Tano's brother, who seems to greatly enjoy making MSPA-style drawings of things. So he decided to incorporate that into a comic. So obviously we don't have him here with us, so I will have to read through the beginning by myself. You are the BoRock Tomahawk. You appear to be trapped in a near blank room with a pumpkin and a great Kenobi Bakari. What do you do? And you can see how things take off from there. So, the series eventually progresses with him meeting the other BoRock, Levak, Galak, Korak, who just eats everyone, and Nevok, who tries to calm things down, while Korak's off somewhere exploding.
Huh.
So, basically, it's kind of reminiscent of Problem Sleuth, I guess. Which you might expect, because it's an MSPA-style comic. But I like it a lot, and the drawings are very nice. So I think that wraps it up.
What?
Barely
talked about it.
That was disappointing. Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
It's very predictable. There's really no reason to talk about it.
Okay, I see what you mean. But he has a pumpkin, but it disappeared.
Actually, Marrow.
Okay. Well.
It started as a pumpkin, and then became a Marrow.
Well, his style of drawing is really interesting.
Yeah. Especially the one where Porak has a leech face.
Oh yeah.
What's with all the falling down the stairs?
SBA a reference.
Yep.
So, I think that's about it.
You're not the only people who know about MSPA. So yeah, I guess so.
That was short. Ridiculous. So.
In comparison to last video, yeah.
So, that wraps up this episode of the cast. Possibly the shortest so far, only 20 minutes.
Yeah, because Kobe wasn't here.
And my first.
Wait, I thought we had more to talk about.
We didn't really.
Oh.
Besides, Otto has to go.
Oh, okay.
Go. I don't have to go anywhere. I'm just not feeling good. Please hurry this up.
Yeah. Just wrap this up. So. Alright, that's it. Thanks for listening.
What about the Artwork Strangers Corner?
Oh, yeah.
If you're not.
What about Artwork
Strangers? Fourth wall, nothing.
Do we have any Artwork
Strangers? The eye is back.
Yes.
Alright, well, that's it then.
Alright.
What about the A3 news? Come on.
There is no A3 news.
There is?
No, there isn't.
There is always A3 news.
There's never.
Yeah, there's news right here. Read my comics. Read them.
You must read them or else you die.
Right. Read Turtles.
I'll get Vanessa on you.
Done.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Kahi is talking to us in the chat box. C3 might be coming soon.
Doing that again?
Yay, C3.
What's C3? C3.
Computerized comics. Yes,
explain.
Huh?
It's like C3. What?
But it's like E3 only for artwork 3. So they call it C3.
All
like,
I have
no idea what that is.
E3 is not that game.
It's a video game convention where people talk about upcoming games and stuff.
Yep.
Oh,
okay. Kahi to mic on and explain.
Yes, do so.
Kahi, activate.
Do so.
Okay, I'm just jumping in here, but you said you had no artwork free news. Anyhow, D3 is the computerized comics convention. It functions very like E3, mostly for comics and fan-created games based off comics, or anything comic-related, basically. What you do is that you just, it's something in which you can make a presentation of the series, and I'll put it into a blog post. So this way, I try to get more readers and try to introduce them to your series, because you know people might not go and see your work unless they actually see it in action, and this would be the best place to have everybody, because no one knows no one is expecting what's going to be on there. So so it's a good way to one, show your fans what you have planned. Or just show your work to people who have never seen it, or just, you know, tease people with what you have coming next.
Ooh, I love teasing.
Advertisement, basically.
Yes. It's basically advertisement.
Whose blog do you hold it on?
It should be on my blog this year. Although, we might go for a renovation or do something else.
Wait.
So far, it's looking to be my blog.
Wait.
If you look at my blog now. What?
If you have a blog. And that means
yes,
you would have to be a membership.
This goes C3O's takes place during anniversary week for BZ Power. Anniversary week is where everybody has a blog. So through that I can host it on my blog on that week. If you look at my blog now, you'll see the old entries for 2010. We did C3 last year and there was a pretty good turnout. There was some pretty good stuff there. I think what's it. There's some Blade stuff and but anyhow.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for explaining that for everyone.
Yeah. I'm gonna get off now. So.
Goodbye.
All right. Talk to you later.
See ya, Kyle. Right,
bye.
See ya.
Later.
So that wraps up this episode.
All
thanks
right.
Thanks for coming, everyone. Bye. Okay, I hope you got a good legit recording. All right. That's it.
All right. See ya. Bye.